Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the NBA DFS Today podcast by Sports Ethos. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I am joined as I am every Thursday night to cover the Friday slate here with Mr. Ramiz Ramahamed. And Ramiz, we do have a bit of a split slate here. We've got a single game showdown with Miami and Boston. Obviously, Miami won the first game, which was just incredible. I can't believe that Miami team. And then we've got the other game is the, of course, Lakers and Nuggets. The only four teams that are playing right now. So I'm liking this, man. I think I've built some pretty decent lineups with these here. And I've got some thoughts on the on both sides. How are you feeling about it in general, man?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because you're going for game two. Obviously, Boston down 1-0. So it's going to be – I mean, I kind of got a narrative going on. So we'll see how it goes on. But, yeah.
Well, talk to me about it, man. What's your narrative here? I believe the Celtics are favored by 9 points here, if I remember correctly, which seems a little bit of a slap in the face to the Heat, who have been really playing very well this postseason. But they're favored by 9 points right now with a game total of 215.5. But, yeah, what's your narrative there?
Well, I think my narrative is going to be the classic bounce-back game from Boston. I mean, it happened especially in, honestly, when – I think it was when Philly won game five, or like I think game six or game seven, they just started shooting a lot more threes. And I think even in, yeah, after game one against Philly, game two, it was a whole lot of more threes. And I think that's what probably Joe Musso was going to do. Again, once again, I think it might be a much more tougher game for Boston, for Miami to keep up with Boston scoring. So perhaps, I'm kind of going towards, I guess, what Bet365 is saying, right? I think Boston's going to have a blowout win.
Yeah, I feel that way as well. And we're looking at this from a DFS angle. I mean, you know, I've been telling you guys here the last couple times, you know, I've been trying a little bit of a different tactic here, and I think I'm going to go with it again because I want to double up, man. I want to double up on Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I want to have both of them in my lineup here. So I found a way to do that basically for captain. I'm going with Rob Williams, my man, Time Lord, who I suggested as kind of a captain last one, and I should have gone with it because I ended up going with Gabe Vincent. Which was a pretty decent choice, but the people that were definitely ahead of me had Rob Williams as that captain. But yeah, if you go with a cheaper guy at the captain spot, you end up being able to roster some more people. So, you know, that's my goal there is to get Tatum and Brown. I actually was able to get Adebayo as well. So I'm stacking up those three talented guys. I think this tactic makes more sense in the playoffs because the top guys are getting so much playing time. You just want to stack them as much as possible. The one downside is, especially like with the Denver game, like I knew I had to play Jokic as a captain because if you don't play him, I mean, he just has such an incredible game. So if one of these guys, Tatum or Jimmy Butler or Brown, just absolutely goes off and has a really like another, you know, Tatum has another 50-point game, then I'm sunk there because I had to have him in my captain spot. So that's the downside, but that's what I'm going with, Ramiz. But you gave me a little look there. Obviously, you got one of the spend-ups there in your captain spot, right?
Yeah, so I decided to go with, I mean, kind of similar route with you, but I did decide to captain Jason Tatum. Mm. But I did include Jaylen Brown and Bam as well. Mm. Then I also included some one sleeper pick, I guess, is going to be Grant Williams for me at 2,200. I just think perhaps you're going to try to play him more because he's a bigger body and because you don't want Jimmy Butler to get switched onto a Derek White because he did drop, 36, was it? Yeah. He has him and Malcolm Brogdon. So perhaps you want to put a bigger body. I think Grant Williams, as long as he can hit that corner three, I think he's going to get an opportunity for sure. And I also got Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent who have been playing over 30 minutes. I think Caleb Martin for sure will continue to play over 30 minutes because Kevin Love and Bam Adebayo line doesn't suit well against this Boston team. Yeah. And Caleb Martin has been playing some great basketball. So as long as he can keep on doing his hustle plays and it gave us a kind of on the similar path, he had a great game, but it's still kind of low priced. So I think presumably if he can let us continue to play defense and just have a great game, I think Gabe Vincent is a shout as well.
Yeah, I like those calls. Caleb Martin's the guy I'm really looking at the Heat for sure. I think he's had a really kind of easy – the game's really been simplified for him here because they're helping off of Caleb Martin. So, you know, if they help off of him, he just gets the open three. So he can shoot the three or drive and kick. So he's been a pretty vital part to what they've done to the Celtics in game one. I expect that to continue in game two. One guy you didn't mention that's a little bit priced up, and this might be a guy that I was able to sneak in because – I have a cheap guy, my captain, but Max Strus is another guy I'm looking at as well. I think he has the ability to absolutely rain threes. I do think this is going to be a game where the threes going to be raining left and right. So everybody I've got here, aside from, well, I guess Rob Williams and Adebayo, are really just three-point shooters. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I think it's going to be a good game too. But that's what I'm going with. That's kind of my thoughts there. We're pretty much in line there as well. Let's move on, though, to the two-game slate. Before we do, let's just go ahead and mention, go to sportsethos.com. Go ahead and grab that DFS pass. Obviously, not a lot of time left in this season, but we do have MLB content. And we'll definitely have NFL content as well. You're going to want to be in here when Michael Fiddle starts dropping his lineups for the NFL content, man. That guy is just – he's just a big brain dude. So you want to get in there, get that DFS pass. It's only $4.99 a month still, so very, very cheap. Okay, two games here. The other one's Denver, L.A. Obviously, we already talked about Miami, Boston. I have – pretty similar. I don't think there's anybody here. No, there's nobody here that I didn't mention already. So I'm gonna skip it. Is there anybody you're rostering in that game that you didn't mention yet?
Well, I'm not going for Tatum. But I am going for Marcus Smart at 5,800. Guy, you're gonna just want to play a lot more. Continue to play like what 30 to 40 minutes. So yeah. That's the only change I have.
Yeah, I don't think I ended up with Jalen Brown in this one. I didn't end up with Tatum, but I wanted one of them, so I ended up with Brown. It's kind of hard to fit Tatum because, I mean, let's just face it, we're both going to see the same guy. You got to play Nikola Jokic. I mean,
oh, I see.
Yeah, okay, what's good. Yeah, what do you think? You want something different? Okay, all right. Well, I went with Nikola Jokic. He's 12-2. I just think, you know, I said that Nikola Jokic was going to absolutely tear apart this Lakers defense. I think that the Nuggets are going to have a tough time winning this game three with the Lakers down 2-0, needing a win, desperate. So it's going to be a real, real dogfight. But I still think Jokic is just, I mean, he's going to grab like 20 boards. He's going to put up, you know, 20 points. So 20-20. And then, you know, the assists, I'll probably get a triple double. So it's just incredible. But you're going a different way. Talk to me about it, man.
Well, I'm going with AD, you know, because if there's one thing we've seen is the inconsistent pattern of AD having a good game, then a bad game, then a good That's game. True. So I think, especially where Lakers have been undefeated, is at, well, obviously it's called Crypto.com Arena, but I'm going to stick with Staples Center. Right. So I think AD at 10,000, as long as he's continued to have his defensive presence and just being able to score, right? Because he's able to get the space from Jokic, but it's just him missing shots clearly. On Denver side of things, I didn't go too much into the expensive side. I just want to see how they play in this away crowd, because especially when it gets Phoenix, they did not win any of those game three or game four. So it's going to be interesting. But I decided to go with players who I think who don't need to score the ball to have an impact on the game, which is Aaron Gordon at 5,500 and Bruce Brown at 5,000. I think Aaron Gordon is kind of simply because maybe I'm trying to make a prediction here that Darvin Ham is going to maybe perhaps double team Jamal Murray, double team Jokic, and Aaron Gordon is going to have a lot more opportunity to shoot that ball. And hopefully if he hits that first three, he's going to keep on shooting them and have, you know, just keep on hitting those shots. And Bruce Brown, I mean, I don't think I need to explain Bruce Brown. I mean, he's one of the players who I've done the pod with you. I've done the pod with Hades, and you just always go for Bruce Brown.
Yeah.
Mainly because he's that guy who, I guess in the same sense as Aaron Gordon, right? If his shot's not hitting, he still provides such an amazing defense and hustle plays that you just want to play him, especially since his prices always remained around that same value, especially in your case, because you're going for a higher-end Jokic guy. You're probably looking at these 5,000, 4,500 guys.
Yeah.
And that's about it. I mean, the Lakers side of things, I also have Dennis Schroeder at 4,100.
Yeah, fair. I think Dennis Schroeder, yeah, I've got Dennis Schroeder. He's a let's talk about him a minute. He's definitely a lock for me. I think, you know, it's very clear that the Lakers just can't play D'Angelo Russell four quarters. Dennis Schroeder's defense, point of attack defense, has been absolutely vital to what they've tried to do against the Nuggets and against Jamal Murray. So far, hasn't been super successful, obviously, but they're going back to Staples, as we'll call it. And so, you know, they're going to hopefully have a little bit more success. I'm sure Lakers fans are open for that, but yeah, I went a little bit of a different way, just because I did get Jokic. I actually spent up also on Jamal Murray, so I'm doubling down on the Nuggets here. I think that's going against the grain here. Just kind of look at the line movement. It opened at, I believe it was 3.5 or 4 points on DraftKings in favor of the Lakers, and it's gone sharply towards the Lakers at 5 points now. So it's moving towards Lakers, and everyone. So if I'm reading into that for DFS purposes, I do think that everyone's going to go to Anthony Davis or LeBron James. So I think those guys are going to have higher ownership. I think it's justified, but if I'm playing these large field, you know, GPPs, I want to have a little bit of a, different approach to things, I want to have a kind of a contrarian play. So, you know, I'm doubling up Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, and I'm hoping that that works out for me. But yeah, Dennis Schroeder, absolutely. The other guy I'm going with here that's kind of a cheap guy in the Lakers is Lonnie Walker IV. They seem to just be invested in playing him for 15 to 20 minutes. He's going to go out there and do what he does. He could catch fire. He has a really high upside as well. So, and then of course, yeah, Bruce Brown. You mentioned him already. Bruce Brown's just kind of the guy. Yeah. You plug him in, you play him. Had a really good game against tonight. I mean, he's just a really good basketball player. Just very consistent, very solid. Can't really complain. So, yeah, that's where I'm going with that. I think that's basically it. We do have Thrive Fantasy Plays. If you guys aren't on Thrive, go there, sign up. Use promo code ETHOS. Get your first deposit match up to $250. I do have a couple plays here. Remy's from there. And did you end up with some plays there?
Yes, sir. I got three.
Okay. Well, I've got two. So why don't you go ahead and start?
So let's start off a bit of an interesting pick. I might be contradicting my own picks from DraftKings, but I'm going with Jason Tatum under 29.5 total points, kind of presuming that it's going to be a much more bigger gap game. And I don't think Jason Tatum's going to have enough minutes to perhaps get the over. And I'm also kind of predicting Jaylen Brown to have a much bigger game than Tatum.
Fair enough. I like Robert Williams over 7.5 rebounds. It's 110 points. You're getting some good plus money there. But yeah, he's been really a vital part of their starting lineup here since midway through the last series. And I don't see that changing. He ended up with 7 rebounds in the last one. So, you know, you're getting plus odds. I think he has a good chance to hit 8.
My next play, just to follow on with the other Celtics, I guess Jaylen Brown over 30.5 total points, rebounds. Jaylen Brown due to have probably a first quarter, amazing first quarter like he usually does, and then perhaps continue that destruction throughout the game.
Yeah, feeling Brown on this one too. I've got Max Strus over 14.5 points. That's 120 points. His real total or his sports book line right now is 12.5. So it's not too much out of line with what they're expecting over in Vegas. But I do like the over there at some big plus odds at 120. So I'm going to go ahead and just try to hit that one. What's your last one there?
And my last one, a pretty bold take, depending on basically going after his first game, which was Jimmy Butler, 41.5 total points, rebounds, assists, and I'm going the under for 95 points. Can Jimmy replicate that? Perhaps, but does he have the energy to do it again against this Celtics team, which is, you know, amazing on both sides of the court? So I'm going against the odds. Actually, I think it's with the odds.
Yeah, I think the Celtics are really going to make someone else besides Jimmy beat them. So I was eyeing the under on points again, but I've played that like 3 times now. He's burned me every single time. So I'm going to stay away, but I do feel like if I had a lean, it would be towards the under. So I like that call. But yeah, guys, that's going to do it for us. I am Keith Cork. You can find me on Twitter at ethoskeith. And Ramiz, where can people find you, man?
You can also find me at Twitter. That'd be too nice, T-O-0 underscore nice underscore.
Absolutely, man. Go follow my guy. Please keep tuning in. We do have a couple more weeks of this going on here. Obviously, the finals are just around the corner. Thank you guys so much for listening throughout the season. I hope you stick with us till the end. And hey, go get that money.